The executive director of West Africa Network for Peace Building, WANEP, Emmanuel Bombandi, has asked the police to intensify its security patrols in the Greater Accra and Ashanti regions ahead of the Supreme Court verdict. His comments came after his organization released a second quarter report on security, dubbed Human Security Report, which suggested that the two regions have seen an increase in arms attacks. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Bombandi said the volatility in these two regions require constant attention so as to make it a safe place.
Our peace and our security, number one, requires our collective effort in support of our men and women in the front line, the police service. And so this type of human security reports then help the people of Ghana to see peace and security as something that also requires their contribution, their support in enhancing the work of the police. Secondly, it draws our attention to the fact that when you talk about peace and when you talk about security, it is not something you take for granted on any day. We must continue to work at it, particularly because today, as we speak, we are in a region that is very volatile with new threats that are pervasive. And here, take for example religious extremism that is weighing heavily from the Sahara into the Sahel belt and literally surrounding our country. And when we make studies, what we have observed is that in a country that the citizens are vigilant about their peace and security, it is very difficult for that security to be compromised. But where the people themselves take their security for granted, or they think that their security is something that is given to them only by the agencies of the state, they are sometimes surprised that even in their same communities, people embed themselves as if they are part of the community and turn around to help them. So, Madam, secondly, as I have underscored, the purpose of this report is to keep all of us awake and vigilant, because we are monitoring the indicators, we are monitoring the incidences, and when something like that occurs, then we are easily able to look at the data, we look at the trends, and we advise that let's make sure we are not taking our security for granted. Let's continue to support our men and women in uniform.
Emmanuel Bombandi.
Meanwhile, the Ghana Police Service has again assured Ghanaians of its preparedness to ensure that there is peace and sanity after the Supreme Court verdict. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director General in charge of Operation COP, John Kudalo, said the service is training its members in the area of public order management, which is most sensitive. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
We started organizing our men as we did in previous events, and so we are ready to contain any situation. We've looked at the variables, the possible scenarios, and we are preparing towards them. We've been touring the regions to test the preparedness of our men in the region. So far, we've been to Kumasi, been to Kofodia, done the one for the Accra region, the National Headquarters Operations. So we are on course, and come the day of the verdict, I think we shall be full gear.
When you talk about the fact that you are preparing it, exactly what are you putting in place to ensure that the country remains intact after the verdict is announced?
Yeah, foremost, it's mostly going to be a public order management problem, which we are prepared for. If I say we're prepared for our operational units and the units tasked in maintaining, managing public order are all being geared up. They're undergoing their training with the various implements and equipment for managing public order. And then we have what we call the force continuum. So we are preparing for each scenario and the equipment that goes for it and then the numbers that goes with it.
How are you trying to shed that tag and remain neutral, firm and fair?
I think you've seen it yourself. We've gone through some few events, at least the elections we were there, and some other public management events in which we have been involved. We have always tried to be neutral. We are the people's police. We are there to protect the law abiding and peaceful people of this country who are working within the framework of the law. If you don't fall foul of the law, we are not going to pick and choose. We employ all Ghanaians with law abiding and should be very peaceful, as we all have to accept the verdict. And if we do that, I don't think there will be any need to complain about any police action. We're going to embark on a public education any moment from now, as we did during the election.
Director General in charge of operations at the police headquarters, COP John Kudalo, talking to Agatha Samoa.